Jesus, the Father of creation, we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation, for he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here,
yes, just to worship the Lord. Father of creation, we've come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation. Yes, for he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. Oh yes, we're here just to worship our Lord. Yes, we're here. Yes, the Father of creation,
we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation,
and for
he alone is worthy to receive our adoration.
Oh yes, we're here just to worship.
Father of creation,
and yes,
we've come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation.
Oh, for
he alone is worthy to receive our adoration.
Yes, we're here
just to worship the Lord. Father of creation, we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation, for he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. We're here just to worship the Lord. Father of creation, we come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation, for he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. Yes, we're here just to worship the Lord.
Father of creation,
we've come to give him glory, for he's the author of salvation, for he alone is worthy to receive our adoration. Yes, we're here just to worship the Lord. Tell of his power every day.
Say how thankful I am to be here tonight, and it's not always easy serving God because our flesh sure doesn't like it. Even the things that sound easy, like, you know, repenting and moving forward and letting go of things, sometimes even that's hard. So I'm thankful that God has lots of mercy on us and that His grace is sufficient and that He helps us and keeps us encouraged. And the Bible says that what He started in us, He'll finish. So I have hope in that, and I have faith in that. And I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters and for this service that we're having tonight.
I believe that, Brother Tyrone, that what God has started, He's very much able to complete the work that He started in our lives, and I want to have a hope in that myself, and believe God tonight, and allow Him to do His work. And if I can just stay submitted and humble more under the hand of God, these good services we've been having has really been uplifting to me, and this good spirit God that really have been a blessing in my life. And I'm so thankful that I'm in a place among a group of people that reach out to God and really depend on the Lord. We are depending on Him and Him giving us direction, and also giving us, depending on His strength to keep us. You know, sometimes you think of, you know, out in the future, but really daily walk is what we really have. You know, just, you know, God, I like to look way out there, but all we have is today. And And, you know, God, if he keep us today, then we'll trust that he'll keep us. If we get another day, he'll keep us that day. But this is all we got right now, is today. And I want to be able to appreciate the Lord today and lift him up and realize that, like the song said, you know, he's our Lord. You know, we see world changes and things happen around us. You know, although kingdoms and kings fall and kingdoms crumble and all these things happen, you know, like the gigantic, Brother Tuck used to tell us about the giants in the land, and he talked about companies and different situation, even farms, you know, so big. And we're seeing giants falling, companies. And some guy will tell me the other day, like, I don't know, he didn't know for sure, but anyway, he was saying GM had an employment force of like 500,000. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, these are giants in the land. we know that God is the ultimate. You know, he's the one that he's in charge. He's ruled this world, and I know I don't always put my trust in him like I should, but he is. He rules the world, and if I can just let him, you know, rule my heart, and have that confidence in him, that no matter what, you know, God is in, is ruling the world, and I want to be able to, like I say, I don't always have it consciously. I don't realize it consciously all the time, but I want to. I want to. It helps to be able to know that, you know, God is in control, and it just make you face things better. You know, some things are hard to face, but we're gonna have to ultimately face everything, and even you know, think that, you know, I will tell my wife, you know, you don't pick your troubles. You know, although we know Job said we were born of a woman and a few days and full of trouble, so, but you don't know which ones you're gonna get, so you don't get to pick the one. You know, I would, some trouble I wouldn't pick, but God knows, and no matter which troubles they are, which, you know, you can, like somebody told about this person that didn't like the trials they had, and they put them in this room. I'm sure it's a little bit of a joke, but anyway, they had all these trials, you know, all these burdens or whatever, against the wall, and this person told, well, you go pick, you know, your burden, and they picked this one little old burden over in the corner somewhere. And they told him that, you know, that's one you had all along, you know. So anyway, I know we don't get to do that, but no matter what come our way, I want to not just face it alone. I'm thankful that I have brothers and sisters that's a great support, and the Lord, God is the ultimate support. And I know you can go to different kind of problem that you have. There are groups that you can go to support you. You know, like I read about diabetic groups that you can go to and get a lot of good information. People that have had it or got it, and they tell you all about it and helped you to be able to cope with it. You know, and all that's good. You know, all those things that you can get help to be able to deal with things that you face in life, because problems can get difficult. They can be difficult, but if we begin to embrace our faith in God and realize, you know, that we can lean on him. You know, we can put our trust in him, and that helps to be able to bear things. I think of different words. Think of Brother Tucker's words, Brother Leninger, Brother Smith, and things that I was still today thinking about. One time, my wife and I both went to Haiti with Brother Tucker, and it wasn't just us, it was some other people. I can't remember who all went, but anyway, we was over there, and on the way back, the president of the country turned our plane around. We was taxing out to get on the runway, and he turned the plane around. We didn't know, of course, you know, they don't explain everything to you, but anyway, we got back, and they picked up a PR man that he wanted this man on this plane. But in doing that, he caused all these people delays on the connecting flights. So when we got back to Miami, of course, we were going to the Bahamas, so it really didn't hurt us too much. But Brother Tucker was going to St. Louis, and he missed his flight. Brother LaFleur was on there. I believe he missed his flight, and several people. And I remember when we got home, Brother Tucker was using the scripture, and Ecclesiastes said that great men are not always wise. And he always pick up on things, you know, when something happened, he always seemed like had a he found something in the Bible to connect with whatever the situation was, seemed like. And I just remember just remembering back on things that you know, that I've heard, you know, just being around God's people, and good things. I think about Brother Leninger. I had a dream. It was just a short dream, just like a clip or just a scene, you know. And he was walking, but he just walking like, you know, all confidence in the world, you know, whistling and walking, and like he didn't have a worry in the world. And he didn't say anything or do anything, but he was just walking so confidently. And I just thought, man, that's Brother Leninger. But, and you know, memories of things, people, does help you to be able to, you know, you can look back, you know, you have that memory, and you have it, and it can support you. A lot of things that you know, face in this world, you have some good things in your life that be able to help strengthen you and be able to stand on, you know, the Word of God, the things that, you know, that's been deposited in our lives that can help us, you know, be able to, we are in the valley, we are going to be in the valleys, and when we are, they're saying that's the time when we can grow, is when we can lean on the things that God has put in our lives and be able to let these things work and let the Lord help us. And I really, this last few weeks, I really have felt the strength of the Lord, and just being at home sometimes by myself, I can begin to meditate and pray, and I don't know, I guess troubles kind of cause you to get closer to the Lord. I wish it was different, but that's just the way it is, you know. It does help you to get closer to the Lord. I believe that now more than ever before. I'm thankful that I realize the source of my help, and I'm thankful that I can realize that I can call on the Lord and feel Him, and feel His strength and His support and His Spirit. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that God is, the song says, He's an ever-present help in a time of need. So I believe that more tonight than ever before. And I'm just so thankful that we are, you know, we gather like we do, and we come together and begin to worship the Lord and begin to let our hearts, you know, pour our hearts out to one another. And then that, you know, sometimes you don't want to do that, but sometimes you have to, you know, to be able to receive help, you know, because some people don't really know what you're going through unless you, but anyway, I'm thankful tonight that I'm receiving help, and God is blessing us. We need to pray for other needs. There are people out of town. Brother Philip and Sister Jennifer and their family on vacation. Brother McGowan and his wife, I believe, are still on vacation out of town. And let's see, Brother Smith told me that was
Sister Crow.
Brother and Sister Crow, yeah. Brother Crow had some tests run today, and they all come out pretty good.
Brother Crow, yeah.
Good, but they got out. The the place late, and they got home late, so they stayed in the night. So remember them. Pray that God will continue to help them. See Brother Ray's here, and so Susie's not here, so. Okay. Remember, pray for them. Then Sister Sherry Boyd's father passed away. I don't know what day that was.
He was killed in a car wreck Monday.
Monday?
Monday, yes.
He was killed in a car wreck.
They think he may have had a heart attack as the only car involved, but it flipped the car several times and threw him out of the car, and he was dead at the scene. His funeral's Saturday in Kearney, Missouri, 11 o'clock, so really want to pray for Sister Sherry and her family.
Right.
Then Brother Parker's little niece, 7-year-old niece, was riding a horse today, and she fell off the horse, and the horse drug her. I don't know how far, but she's unconscious, and they don't know if she's going to come out of it. We need to pray for her, huh?
Autumn Ratliff.
Yes. Autumn Ratliff. He pastors the work there at Brother Burns' work
Burns
there.
Church, right.
What's the name of that town now? Just above Butler, Missouri. Yeah, I can't get it. But anyway, they need our prayer for the girl.
Remember that tonight. Okay. Anyone? Sister Oaks. Okay. Brother Junior Daves had a pacemaker put in. Remember. Pray for him. All right, Sister Debbie. Crack the rib. Oh. Okay. Brother Steve Wallace. Cracked his rib. She's Christian with you tonight. Good to see you, Christian. All right. Sister Rattler? Yes. Remember Sister Rattler's? Yeah. The family. Sister Abraham. Remember those, all those knees there tonight. Okay. Brother Curtis. Unspoken request, Brother Curtis. All right, Brother Tyrone. Your brother, okay. When you say brother, which one? Brother. Jesse, okay. Darren and Daniel. All right, brother. All right. All right, Sister Rice. Pray for Sister Rice tonight. Sister Karen. Thank you, sir. Okay. Help him to make the best decision. Okay. All right, remember Sean. All right, Sister Painter. Okay. All right. Just remember that tonight. Just paint with mom. All right. Do we need to do the offering too? Yes. Okay. We'll also take up an offering, brother. All right. Let's look to the Lord here and pray for these needs. There's a meeting coming up next week, campground meeting. Lots of people will be gathering together. Anybody? All right, let's all stand and take these needs to the Lord and ask that God will help His people. And lift our voices up over here, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Blessed be your holy Jesus. Lord, help us tonight when we reach out. Lord, touch the needs of your people. Pray, Lord, that you comfort to share in the family, Lord. Help him, oh God. If
God brings him in.
Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to look to you.
God, touch their families.
Lord, help us to put on this. Precious Savior. Lord, help us.
Hallelujah.
Spoken and unspoken.
Just arise.
Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, yes. Oh, blessed be your Lord.
You are a great source.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you.
Wonderful Savior, wonderful.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Good to have Brother Fulton with us tonight. Appreciate him being here. Praise God. Also, I forgot to mention Brother Paul and Sister Ann Thompson. They got a lot of service calls during the storm or the rain and all. And they're still they said they were still working. They'd be here if they could. So they're still going. All right, let's just feel on the Lord here tonight.
feel a need in my life to get closer to God. I need Him. I need Him more every day. And I'm trying to let Him take me through this transformation. If I could just humble myself down, you know, to admit what I am. Sometimes you have to admit what you are. And I'm just a frail little mortal here in this. But I'm trying to put on immortality. But I can only do that through faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Too hard, and God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know my brother that He can carry you. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know my sister that He will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, brother, that He will carry you. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know my sister that He will carry you. There is no problem for God, He cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know my brother that He will carry you. If he carry the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he can carry you. If he carry the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he can carry you. If he carry said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Oh, if he carry the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carry the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that will carry you.
Blessed to be among God's people, and I don't have to be here. I get to be here, and I'm thankful for that. He put that in my heart. And Stan and I were talking not too long ago about how a lot of people are born in this, you know, and some people were like, I think Philip called himself a body brat, and I guess I'm what you call a stepbrother or stepsister, a body brat, because I didn't come because I wanted to come. I was dragged in here by my parents, but like I told him, you know, I'm not here because of them. I'm here because God opened my eyes and he gave me a vision, and I'm very, very blessed for that. And Brother Smith, I want to thank you for your lesson. Lesson and message Sunday. It just made me see myself. Now, I'm not saying I'm that way now, because I'm not. You know, me and him were talking about that too, you know, that I didn't realize, because he said, you mean you were domineering? I said, not really, but I was in that way that I was not submissive. And I what is the word I use, Stan? I resented it for years. And you know, I would hear the message over and over in the pulpit, you know, about being under your husband. And I hid a lot of things from him. I mean, everything's out in the open now. He knows what I've done and everything. Nothing, you know, very, you know, mean, but, you know, credit cards, you know, things like that. But, you know, I'm so thankful that I listened. I kept listening. And I remember one time Brother Lineker talked at Wichita, Kansas, and was saying, you know, if you want God to deal with your spouse, husband or wife, He goes, you just don't worry about it. Give it to God, and he will take care of it. And, you know, I have heard that so many times, but it never clicked. You know, it never made sense to me. I just kind of heard it, let it go out one ear, out the other. But that day it did. And, oh, my God, from that day on, it just, like, was a different world, because I told Brother Lineker, I said, I've turned him over, you know, things that I was going through, that I was wanting to, I want him to do. Why is he not, why? You know, I was fussing, and not loud, but within myself and to God. So therefore, I was telling God, you know, you're not big enough to handle this. I've got to help you, you know. But he was, you know, made me realize, oh, made me feel this little. And of course, I was smaller then too, but, you know, so I felt smaller than that. And I gave, you know, everything to him, and I he proved it. He took that weight and just took it away from me, and that's why we're here, I feel like, and our marriage is much stronger than ever. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's perfect, but I love when Brother Smith talks about his past, because it makes me realize that he's human, and he's not we're not the only ones that you know, had those experiences. You know, experiences like that, and he makes me feel there's hope, because I see how him and Sister Smith serve God, and how they're, you know, got a lot of our weight on their shoulders. And I'm so thankful that God, I've listened to, you know, I've got a long ways to go in my spirit, because I still fight with people. I'm talking about these people. I'm talking about people that can't fight back with me in the car. And just today, you know, here I was listening to a gospel tape, you know, singing along, and all of a sudden this car pulled up, and I'm like, and started, I said, you dummy, what'd you do then? And I started singing again. I'm like, oh my God, Lord, forgive me. Gosh, what kind of spirit is that? You're singing, then all of a sudden you get mad at those people and point your finger, and then you go back to singing. I mean, but he's made me see myself right there, and I don't want to be that way. Lord, please help me. Please help me, Lord, because those are my crosses out there. And they really do. They cross my path a lot. And I can never find the horn. It's like right there, but it's never where I need it. So I guess God don't want me to find it. But I never. And Brittany was with me today. He goes, Aunt Linda, honk. I go, I can't find it. Where is it? And the guy just took off. But anyway, I'm just so thankful that I'm where I'm at. And like I said, I get to be here. And because I could be out there, and that's not a very good place to be, because I've been out there before. And I'm just so overwhelmed. You know, I'm not discouraged. I'm not upset. I'm just so overwhelmed at God's goodness and mercy. He's so merciful, and with me, and He, you know, proven His love, and He still keeps carrying my weight. It's a lot of weight.
Feel good tonight to be in the house of the Lord, and thankful that the Lord let me be here, Sister Fisher, included me in on this great calling of the Lord. I was thinking while Brother Talley was talking about the condition of the world. This is humming back at me, Brother Oates. If you could do something with it, it's echoing. There we go. That's better. The thought come to my mind about when Elisha was up on the mountain and he went into the cave. There he still echoing. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's the monitors, I think it's the regular speakers. Can you hear it, Brother Oates? It's still echoing. Still pretty. Well, it's still ringing. I can't talk with it. You're going to have to do something to it. Can y'all hear it? Yeah, I think it's got it probably. If you remember, there was a... of course, I've talked on this before, and I know most of you probably remember my message on Elijah being a type of the church. And starting off with the church falling away, which was Elijah's prophecy that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 days. And then, of course, the type all the way down, his confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, being the reformers during the Reformation, trying to establish God's work in the restoration of the church, and how that after that, you remember, he ran from Jezebel and he laid down under a juniper tree and went to sleep, and an angel woke him up twice. There was two cakes, two cruses of water that he was fed. And I teach that those two feedings there, the juniper tree, is the word of God that the men of God during the restoration found comfort in while they were being persecuted. And those two feedings was the Protestant and Pentecostal time or era that God has brought the church finally up on Mount Horeb, which is Mount Zion. It's finally God brings us to a restored church. But while he was up there, he was in the cave, and was it first a wind? Was that the first thing? Wasn't it a wind that blew rocks against the mountain and broke against the mountain? And God wasn't in that. I'm just thinking, God's not in some things, even though he's in charge. Brother Tally's right about that. God's in control of everything. But he wasn't in that for Elijah. I'm sure he's the one that brought the wind. But that wasn't what he wanted Elijah to respond to. And in fact, Elijah just found a place of safety in the cave. If there's rocks, if the wind's blowing so hard, it's busting rocks against a mountain, I want to be somewhere where it's safe. But I know that's a, that is a, it's a picture of the four winds there. You know, we teach that the four winds are civil, military, religious, and agriculture powers, or financial. That's what the strength of finances is. And the wind is blowing hard right now, isn't it? and it's busting, it's tearing up things. If you ever told me that General, there wouldn't be another General Motors, well, maybe there's going to be one. Somebody said it's now Government Motors, but you know, if we'd ever thought, how could you think that General Motors could go broke with all the plants and all the people they've got working for them and all the cars they're selling? It doesn't hardly make sense, except I do understand as a businessman, I know that you're, if you've got more money going out than what you've got coming in, you're going broke. I don't care how much business you're doing. I've been there before. I've had people standing in line. One time I owned a restaurant, and I had people standing in line on the sidewalk, four abreast, all the way to the street every day to get in our restaurant, and waited sometimes up to 30 and 40 minutes to get in there. And I was in there serving all these people and going broke all the time. I couldn't do much about it because it's a long story. It had to do with lenders. I just happened to work for a man that I was in the general management of a large corporation, had several holdings, and as a young man, I was a very young man, I had a position like that. One of our holdings was 51% of the San Antonio Spurs. And but anyway, I had my name on several million dollars worth of notes in 37 different banks in San Antonio, Texas. But it was all corporate. I was just a corporate officer. But this man sold out, and I resigned and opened me up a restaurant. And it was a booming little restaurant, Lexington House Restaurant. Had a big old mansion downtown, right across from the Cadillac House, Cadillac dealership, a big mansion, and we moved in the top of that mansion, remodeled it, moved in, remodeled the whole thing, and the bottom floor was a big restaurant, had several different rooms in it. It's kind of a unique thing. We really had really enjoyed the time that we were there, and I got a short-term loan for my restaurant, and I just went into a banker, told him what I was doing. He said, well, however much money you want, we'll loan it to you. He said, why don't you just put it on like a six-month note and see how much you're going to need, then we'll come in and put it on long-term financing. I said, okay. So that's what we did, and I think I even renewed it one time. But when I went back to set it up on long term, that bank sold. And the new president of the bank didn't know me, and I didn't know they sold. And he said, we don't finance restaurants. I said, this note's due and payable. I said, pay it off. I said, that's fine with me. I know plenty of banks in town. I know plenty of presidents and banks, and I've been doing business with them all over town for several years. So I started, just got my car. I said, I'll pay it off just as soon as I can. I said, I'll get busy and do it. I drove down the road and walked into another bank, and I sat down with that banker, and he said, Mick, I'd love to have this loan, and I will loan you the money. But he said, did you know that Foreman Holdings is right now, you know, in the big middle of this big sale? I said, yeah. He said, man, we've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of notes with your name on it that are due, past due. And we're waiting on this sale to go through to pay all this off. He said, I can't loan you anything until this takes place. I went to every bank in town and heard the same story. And anyway, they finally foreclosed on me. I was doing business. We was making money hand and foot, but we couldn't pay that note off. It's too big a note. And I couldn't borrow money. That's about when I found the body of Christ. God put me under that pressure to find the body. A storm was brewing in my life. God had to humble me. I was too proud of a man. I don't know if I'd ever seen this, but when God took me down, and I'm going to tell you something, I never went through ever anything that devastating because I had too much pride. But I remember there was times through that I'd reach out and grab something just to make sure it was really there. I thought I'm losing my mind. I can't be here. This can't be happening. It's not me. This is nothing. There's nothing real here. And I'd grab a wall or something. Sure enough, it'd be there. I'd bring myself back to reality. But there was times I thought I was going to lose my mind. There wasn't anything wrong except I was just full of pride and didn't want to come down. Anyway, I found the body of Christ in all of that. I'll just give you a little quick something about God. I never have told my full testimony here like I have in Springfield, but two years later, no more than three. I'd have to go back and check it, but I know it was less than 3 years and probably a little more than two. I bought a $500,000 nursing home myself. If you don't think God can get you off the bottom and put you back on top, God did that for me. That's why every time I have a big trial, I tell Ann, I said, just hang on, honey, because they ain't no telling what God's going to do with us before we get through this. There's no telling how good this is going to get. I said, just hold on. God's up to something good. Well, but the storms, there's storms brewing here in this world. The wind is blowing. But I want you to know something. God is not in that for the church. God, you need to get your eyes off of all this. I know it's startling and it's shaking the world. I saw Governor Schwarzenegger. Is that how you say it? Arnold on TV saying that California is bankrupt. They're out of cash and the bank don't have no money. And that's bigger than General Motors. California is broke. But I want you to know, with all the winds of the powers, the four powers, financial, military, civil, they're blowing in all these areas, and religious powers, and they're going to shake. It's what's going to bring this beast system together. It's what's going to bring this formation of civil and religious power. And it's going to be interesting. We're living in a very interesting time. But I just want to tell you, God is not in all of that for the body of Christ. That's not for the body. That's for the world. God's getting the world ready for their judgment.